We left the wood and went to find my contact in the city. This was my first encounter into a human settlement. This was my first encounter with humans.
Lucky us.
There is much alike between human and elven kind, but as I was to discover, there are great differences as well.
What do you know of this person you're looking for, elf?
Personally, nothing. I was told she lived in the city, and that's all.
Pakal? The one we are going to?
I don't know the name of the city.
But by your description, it can only be Pakal.
So you say, Tontumus.
Look, Devergara, you're the ones who took me on for a guide.
You're the one who said you were a guide, Tontumus.
Okay, Lala. Assuming we have the right city, how do we even find this person?
It's Lala Fee. I have no idea. That's what I need your help for. I can navigate through a wood with no problem, but towns and cities are confusing.
Ah, they can be intimidating as well. So can humans, before you get to know their ways.
How long have you been in the human lands, Lalafi?
You are my first humans I've talked to.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Well, who sent you on this mission, then?
A half-blood like myself of the Alankomat Wood.
Well, you know that place name.
Why did he send you to find this particular person?
He sent me to find a half-blood who has successfully integrated herself into human society. This person has a shop there and sells antiques? Things of old that have no use anymore, but for some reason are highly valued.
It's a way humans connect to a past they never lived. It's a short-life fascination.
A half-elf woman who...
Half-blood and female. We're not women.
Whatever. A half-blood female who sells antiques in the city? We've almost found her already. This'll be a breeze.
What did I say? First, she was impossible to find. Now it has become so easy to locate her?
You gave us details concerning her that made her unique in the city, and will be very easy to find.
So you know where she is now, Seneschal?
We don't know yet.
We'll need to ask around when we get there. Like asking directions to get through a forest, but with much more obvious points of reference in a city.
Obvious to you?
Trust us. It'll be easy.
Cities and towns are a hodgepodge of sights and sounds and stench. We got there at sundown, and they almost didn't let us in. They lock out everybody and everything for the whole night. As if someone who wasn't dangerous couldn't walk into town during the daylight. Strange they could lock up a city. You can't do that with a forest.
They looked at our weapons with suspicion and distrust.
They looked at us with suspicion and distrust.
And with good reason. We were a motley-looking crew.
Ha! Aye. We looked a curious bunch, and the gate guard was having none of anything strange.
Who goes there?
Just some weary travelers looking for soft beds and commerce in your fair city.
Cover your head with your cloak.
Why?
Of course, we tried our hardest to
so they don't
the
see your ears.
Sunset, but
what ears?
Just our bad luck that we
and look down at your feet the whole time.
Coming out of the wood,
we so they don't see your bum and eyes.
Why do I need to do this?
It's just easier.
Oh, could you imagine showing up there thinking we were here in Fair Pakal?
Paku!
Bless you.
You're armed and armored.
Well, we had to go through the forest. Plenty of bugbears in there this time of year.
Who's the little one?
This is my daughter.
Ugh, Scald, I'm gonna kill you.
She's armed and armored, too.
Can't teach him too young these days.
Who are the others?
Oh, this is my wife.
Seneschal, why do I always have to be your wife?
And this is my neighbor, Thorgos. My neighbor, Thorgos.
That's you.
I'm Thorgos.
And his wife, Dramusa.
Just nod your head.
Greetings.
Or not.
Well, I'll let you lot in. You board her for the evening in one of the inns. No sleeping in the streets by order of the city mayor.
Wouldn't dream of it. Looking forward to a nice soft bed instead of sleeping on a bumpy hard forest floor. Good evening to you, my man.
Whatever. Just keep the peace and keep your weapons sheathed at all times. Don't you draw weapons inside the city walls or you'll be confiscated.
You mean our weapons confiscated?
Them too. You spend your nights on a bumpy jail cell floor.
A what? What's a jail cell?
No problem here, my Nighthawk. We'll be moving along now, thank you.
I'll go check in and get some town information.
Check in? We thought you didn't know anyone in this town.
The lassie is a member of a certain organization.
The Criminal Collective.
They have representation in most major towns. Whenever she enters the town, she must check in with the local collective if she plans on doing any business.
Why?
They have a monopoly on underground trade. Or, at least, they have a claim to any under-the-table business in town.
Under-the-table business? Why under a table?
They get a monetary cut of any exchange of goods or services that are not official commerce.
It's like a city tax, but for the underworld.
There's an underworld, so there are dwarves here. What's a tax?
The city provides certain community features for which everyone enjoys its benefits. Roads, river traffic, safe walls, city guards to enforce the peace. When we pay for our rooms tonight, the city will collect a small percentage for providing us with a relatively safe and secure place to sleep, because we don't need to have someone staying up and keeping watch like we would in the wild.
Well, there are no wild unruly beasts to look out for in a city.
Just wild and unruly folk.
What does this have to do with the underworld? Or this criminal collective?
Well, they provide a stable environment for criminals to operate in as well. Approved fences to buy stolen goods, references for reliable operatives to do work for you.
What kind of work?
Anything and everything, lassie. If you can think up a job, they have someone who can do it for you.
You mean like weaving, candle making?
The Criminal Collective doesn't tolerate anyone coming into the town and operating outside of their circles. If you try to steal something and then sell it for cash outside of their approved connections, they will deal with you swiftly and harshly.
So they protect people from theft?
Well, no, that's the city guard's job.
Then what do they do?
Well, the Criminal Collective might give a list of valuables that can be stolen from a person or place.
That's horrible!
Well, they may also name valuable items that are forbidden to be stolen as well.
So they do protect them?
Well, in a manner of speaking, the owner of the valuables would pay a regular fee.
That's the tax.
To protect the items from theft, the Criminal Collective would then put that item under their protection and forbid thieves from stealing it.
What if they stole the valuables anyways?
And then the collective sends out their enforcers.
Their law enforcers. The sheriff.
To retrieve the item and mete out punishment to those who had defied them.
Oh, I see. They'd throw them in that jail cell.
Well, no, that's the city guard again. And the city sheriff and the city judges and the city courts.
But they're not in the underworld.
No, they are all part of the overworld.
This is how the underworld element of the city community keeps things from falling into chaos and bedlam.
But it doesn't stop the crime.
No, but it keeps it a bit more controlled and orderly.
Unless the items are protected.
Ah, now you're getting it.
For a price. The underworld tax.
Yes, that's it.
Oh my goodness, it's complicated.
Yes, yes, I suppose. I suppose it is, now that we've laid it all out like this.
I've got us a place to stay and directions to the antique store.
Let's go!
It's after sundown. Won't the store be locked up?
She'll have a living space either behind or above the shop. We could knock.
Shouldn't we wait until day to be calling?
Aye, a pack of strangers pounding on her door at night is not exactly a good introduction.
We stayed in our rooms for the night.
Well, she stayed in her room at night.
I stayed and kept her company.
You kept her awake all night, grilling her with questions about elves and the elven realms.
And the next day, Verasta led us through a maze of winding streets, side streets, and alleyways.
The wide main avenues would have been much more direct and faster, but the City Watch frequents them, and we wanted to avoid any trouble.
But I thought the City Watch protected us from the bad elements.
My dear, we are the bad element. We're strangers from faraway places unknown to anyone, and you are even stranger to them.
But we mean no one any harm.
They're just frightened of what is not familiar to them, lass.
Here's the place. Antiques of Old.
Nice looking shop.
A bit small, but that gives it some charm.
Don't need a large inventory. Quality instead of quantity. Well, are you ready, lass?
Do you want to enter yourself and make a private introduction?
Oh, please, join me. I would so appreciate your being with me.
We'll be right with you then. Step inside and... What? The door is locked.
That's odd.
Is that not usual, then?
Not so much.
Perhaps you need to make an appointment to view the wares. I know some rare book dealers who arrange it in that way.
Half day closing?
It's the start of the day.
Is it the holiday, then?
Other shops and crafters on this street are open. Let's go inside and see what's up.
But I thought the door was locked.
Locks never stopped her before.
Everyone gather in closer here. Now turn out. Look for the City Watch.
The City Watch?
But don't look like you're looking for the City Watch.
Watch out for any curious town people.
Maybe point to something, as if you're lost.
But try not to draw attention to yourself.
What are we doing?
Acting natural, lassie.
And like magic. We are in. Come on now, just look like we have normal business here. Passerby will assume that the shop has been open since morning, just like all the others.
Antiques of Old shop?
More like windstorm wreckage of old.
Very odd.
Is this not normal?
No. Usually items are on the shelves so they can be easily seen, catch the eye.
Everything's been thrown to the floor.
The place has been ramshackled.
Ramshackled?
A very messy way to look for something specific. Often when someone is pressed for time, or when they don't have a care to be neat about it.
Couldn't they have just asked for what they were looking for?
They may have, if they couldn't find whatever it was they were looking for.
They came in here after hours or right at closing.
Ripped through the shelves and not finding what they want.
They visit the proprietress in her private rooms.
Quickly, to the back.
The back?
The back of the store, lass.
There will be a back door that leads to our private rooms.
Here it is, back here.
Is it locked?
Lock is broken.
Oh, that is not good.
Stairs going up. Let's go.
Shouldn't we announce ourselves?
If there are thieves out there, we don't want to announce ourselves.
What a mess.
This is worse than the store below.
This is where she lives?
This is her place, yes. In quite a state of disarray.
They really ramshackled this place.
Left nothing on top of anything. Or under anything. Thorough job. Almost methodical. Probably took most of the night.
Ugh. They even pulled up loose floorboards here.
Thought it might be a hiding place. struggle over there, you can see some blood.
Oh. Then, is she...
dead? No. They'd leave the body if she were. Bodies look suspicious to the night watch if you're lugging one around in the dark. See this cut window shade cord? They probably used it to tie her up. They didn't come prepared. Thought it would be an easy robbery job, and then it got complicated somehow.
Then they...
yep. They took her.
Oh no!
You've been listening to Lullafee City Adventure Part 2, a Dungeons & Damsels fireside adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by John Campbell, Jack Harvison, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Rovan, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Lullafee's City Adventure is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.